The coronavirus pandemic has upended everyone's lives, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler found out, for high school seniors across the state, it's been especially impactful. She collected their voices and brings us this collage.
It's going to be crazy to be able to say, like, for the rest of my life that my senior year got cut short due to a global pandemic.
It still feels surreal. I haven't really accepted the fact, but sometimes it'll hit me.
It's not really your normal experience you have when you're a senior in high school.
It's definitely extremely frustrating and contradicting because I want to be mad, but at the same time, in the same sense, I know that it's necessary. So it's hard to know who to be mad at when you can't be mad at anyone.
There's just gonna be always that piece missing from our lives that we didn't get
any closure from, like, a funeral. We didn't get to go through the whole grieving process. It was just kind of like everything stopped so abruptly, and now you have to adjust and keep going.
I'm kind of missing the normal things, because for the longest time I thought, you know, I don't really like school, but now it's your senior year, you know.
A lot of the kids in my class who really, I don't want to say despise going to school, but we're definitely getting the senioritis. They're some of the most outspoken people about how much they miss it.
Most of my sadness just comes from, like, not getting to say goodbye to people. I've never been the sort of person who's, like, super attached to doing all of the things in high school, I guess. I'm just more upset about just the people.
I have a friend that we have our little desks in the library, and I really just miss that because that was our spot.
And so it's sitting there and, you know, goofing off during class and getting yelled at and eating food when we're in there, just little things like that.
Like, I miss going through the halls and secretly judging people, but, like, also being their friends. Like, you always have those people that block the hallways and you're just like, oh my gosh, why are you in the middle of the hallway? I'm trying to get to class. I miss that.
I definitely miss my girlfriend first and foremost. Because, I mean,
I moved here in the 8th grade, and I know them for only 4 years, all my friends and senior classmates, and they've grown to the point where I know them so well.
There's kind of like a checklist that you have as a senior that you see all of the other seniors do, and we've gotten to check off everything as we've gone, like homecoming, last game, basketball, the last basketball game and all that, and then to have that checklist just like cut off.
I'm not usually a super sentimental person, but senior prom is kind of a big deal.
Prom.
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 Prom. Prom.
I bought a dress 4 days before they put us into quarantine. No returns, no refunds, no nothing, so I was a little agitated.
I was actually about to ask my date the Wednesday after everything got canceled, so I was gonna get on their school announcements, which I think would have been fun, but.
I decided to go all out too, because it was senior year, so I was like, okay. It's blue, and then the back like V's down, and then the holes, it's just like flowy on the bottom.
It's a long blue dress, it's kind of poofy, it has a halter neck, and it's got these beautiful like jewels and stuff kind of hanging from them. It kind of looks like a curtain in a way, but it literally looks like it was pulled right out of Cinderella. We do go through 12 years just continuously working hard and stuff, and I guess it's just a little celebration, a little last hurrah.
Sports and those clubs were the only way that I could get social time since I chose to go online. We finally made it to nationals in Texas, and that was supposed to be at the end of March, and that got canceled, and so I played my last hockey games without knowing it.
We were on our way to state. We were a little bit out of Shoshone on our way to Casper, trying to get another state championship, try to be back-to-back when we heard the news. Like, I wasn't really, like, sad or, like, upset. I was just, like, more, like, shocked, like, damn, like, actually happening.
WHSAA announced that track season, actually all spring sports, were closed for the rest of the year.
It was really kind of disheartening, for everything I've been working for to kind of get thrown away almost.
I really look forward to soccer. Soccer is definitely my favorite, and our team is the best. We had a really good chance of winning again this year.
They turned on the soccer lights, and, like, I was parked there and, like, standing,
And like, I could imagine myself all those years playing soccer.
It's a huge bummer because unfortunately I'm not one of the athletes that's going to be continuing in college for athletics or anything like that. And so like, I just kind of lost what I thought was going to be just the last chance to, you know, compete with my friends.
It's definitely going to be a thing to look back on, especially in like yearbooks. We were talking about that in my yearbook class this morning, trying to figure out how we're going to put stuff together if we don't have 7 sports to fill the back pages anymore.
I did cry because it's just like kind of pulled from you. And my dad always told me, play this game as if it was your last. And I always brushed it off because I was like, oh, I have state, I have nationals, I have all these things. And he was so right. It feels like when I move on to college, I didn't close that chapter of my life properly.
One of the things that I'm really sad on missing out on is my last state FFA convention, especially being the president and being a senior, that I was looking forward to being able to walk across that stage for the last time.
I'm also really going to miss our band and choir performances, and our spring musical was also lost because of this.
We had the costumes rented. We were going to go and get them after spring break, actually, and we had just finished blocking Act 1.
State speech and debate is actually going to be online, but it is definitely not the same because the physical experience of both competing as well as being with your teammates is a huge part of the activity.
Our We the People team, we actually competed at state and got first place, and we were going to go to nationals, but it was canceled.
When we arrived in D.C., not even an hour after we got there, we found out that the convention was canceled. It's just devastating. I shed tears over preparing, and I had stayed awake at night thinking about projects and things, and I put a lot of work into it.
Usually we have an annual trip to a powwow that we've worked all year to go to, and this year we chose Bozeman, Montana as our incentive trip, and it was set for April 6th. And exactly, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before that trip was planned, we canceled school.
I don't get to participate in senior skip day or senior prank.
I was really looking forward to the senior prank personally, only because, I've been pranked every time, and then this is my one chance to get back at everybody.
And we had a whole bunch of them planned out, dragging all the desks out into the parking lot.
I was going to hire a band to follow around our head track coach for a day because I knew that would be the most annoying thing, but now I can't, so.
Do I feel like I have big regrets for not doing any of these things? I feel like I will.
I'll definitely look back on it and think of what could have happened and what could have been.
The last day of school that we had, I don't think any of us realized, you know, this might be the last time that I'm ever going to see some of my classmates in my life.
That was my exact thoughts, actually. My last track practice, my last hangout with friends, lunch with friends, the last day of school, we did think that that could have been my last day, and that's not how I want it to end.
I actually went home early the last day that I was at high school.
I don't remember that day. It was such a normal day. I probably should have taken the moment like it was my last, but I didn't, which kind of sucks.
We didn't even get a proper goodbye, really, from this place that we spent 4 of our major parts of our lives.
What I'm going to really miss the most about this is that last day of school. And knowing, being cognizant of the fact that this is my last day of high school. Being able to relish in the fact that I've completed it, I'm done, you know?
There's a lot of things that happen in high school that aren't guaranteed, but growing up, graduation is supposed to be the easier part. It's one of the things you work towards because you don't think there's any possibility that it'll get changed.
There's just something about, graduation and physically, walking and watching your friends and all that, so.
Everything I've been working on for as long as I can remember school-wise, I just won't be able to get public recognition, I guess, for that.
The past 4 years, I've been off and on being an academically responsible student, and I'm kind of proud of how far I've gotten myself, and I'm kind of upset I didn't get to have a traditional graduation.
But my grandma was going to come out from Florida. She had to cancel her plane ticket.
I have some older siblings.
I've been able to, you know, have that piece of their life with them, like enjoy it with them. But for me not to have it, it's kind of like, oh, at least I enjoyed it with them, I guess.
Since freshman year, I've been wanting to know what it feels like to have an actual graduation in the gym. From when my older cousin graduated, and I thought her graduation was so cool, and I've just kind of wanted one since then, just like that, maybe even better.
And when we're finally like so close to getting it, that it might be taken away from us, it is the hardest thing to know. And so many people have told us, it's just walking across the stage, and I'm just sitting here like, it's really not.
I keep seeing posts on Facebook about how we should just have like drive-through graduation, and I'm like, I don't want something special. I want what everyone else has gotten, because I've wanted this since I was in like kindergarten.
So we're gonna do a parade for graduation around town, just so that we can also get the community involved with us.
I'm just glad that we're getting one still, because it was something like we've all been looking forward to. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
This experience has really taught me that nothing is guaranteed and that I need to stop taking moments for granted. I honestly don't even really remember my last band concert because I didn't appreciate it as much as I thought I should have. I don't think I appreciated all of those amazing moments enough.
This whole pandemic is kind of an eye-opener to see how fortunate we are to live our busy lives. For me, before I was complaining about school, complaining about all the sports I had, and now I'd give anything to get my life back to normal.
It's given us all opportunity to like really change and adapt and learn like what works and what doesn't. And so I think we're all growing like a lot from this.
I had my schedule completely full and didn't have a lot of time at home. And now with this, I've been able to spend more time with my family. And I think that's been pretty important, especially going to college this fall, just to have that last few months with family.
In 20 years, I'll probably look back and be really sad. So I just feel like in this middle place where like I'm not missing anything yet, but I know that eventually I'm going to.
I'd honestly rather it shook out as having social distancing implemented in order to minimize the effects of the pandemic. So it's one of those where it'll be frustrating to have not had some of those experiences, but in the context of everything, I'm okay staying home so less people have a chance of, you know, dying.
And it's kind of like the biggest thing that's happened in my age group's lives. Because, like, I wasn't alive when 9/11 happened, so I don't remember that. And I don't remember the impacts of it because I was kind of just raised in the impacts of it. And I have a feeling that this is going to, like, have impacts that are as big as 9/11.
We're all in the same boat, but we're not all a part of the same storm. There are definitely people out there who have it way worse than just a senior who's not gonna experience his high school prom.